And before that, we want to talk about this and listen to this audio because we were all really, really proud of our colleague Mike Reiner from the Hardline, the patriarch of the ticket, who a week and a half ago was inducted into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame. He joins Norm Hitzkes in there. We are the only station in town where you can hear two Radio Hall of Famers broadcasting every day doing their talk show.
Maybe the only station in the world.
Possible. So it was a really, really great moment for Rhines. We were all happy for him and proud of him. We have not heard his acceptance speech yet. So we thought we'd take this time to listen to what Rhines had to say after he was introduced and inducted into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
So ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the podium 2014 Texas Radio Hall of Fame inductee Mike Reiner.
My voice sounded vaguely familiar.
Thank you for that applause. Good God, this is a wet microphone. Well, warmest greetings, tick heads and ticket chicks, and esteemed members of the Academy of Radio and Texas Scientists. Less wet on the microphone. And of course, salutations to all you B1s, B2s, and marginal P3s. What a historic day. Good God Almighty, what a historic day. This reporter, the one that stands before you, the one who has worked his whole life to provide entertainment to the DFW masses, the one who was thrown down the stairs by John Rohde to make the commuters laugh, the one who worked the switchboard at GTE, giving sports scores to those waiting to make an overseas connections to loved ones, the one who let Doug Anderson put a ballpoint pen in his backside to show a commitment to sports, the one who, to this very day, after 50 years in the business, still wakes up early every single morning to plan that day's petty theft plugs for the P1s. I thank you. I thank you to all of those who have listened to me throw it to Corby all these years. And I'm getting emotional now. My God, this is the first time in my life I think I'm feeling what you have referred to as human emotion. I can feel it. Oh, my God. This is it. It's I'm sorry. It was just a fart. My apologies. Now, even though I stand before you exalted as a god among men, a radio genius celebrated worldwide, whose name is on the tongue of every young broadcast hopeful from Bedford to Hearst.
That's not a very...
I stand here near this podium in my golden robe under gilded laurels, surveying this crowd for the women I will choose to honor by taking them back to my lair.
Gross.
For triumphant sexual tryst.
Should have gone there.
Sexual tryst that will no doubt end in their frantic tuggings of my unresponsive body and my tearful apologies and requests for utmost confidentiality. I say to today's youth, look at this before you. Look at me in all my glory. Look at me as I am. In fact, look at this under my robe. Look at this. This is my crotch.
Oh, my goodness.
Behold it. Do not avert your eyes. You, sir, do not avert your eyes. Look, ma'am, I don't care how old or queasy you are. Look at this. Behold it in all its glory. Now, I know it may look like a penne Alfredo noodle falling and tumbling from the middle of a triple-aught tuft of Brillo pad, but it's seen more action than all of your privates put together. You know why? Because I mastered the art of taking it in and out of breaks and throwing it to Corby while I surfed YouPorn for anything that would move my needle. So far, ATM and black breeding white wife is leading that pack.
Oh, God. Anyway, really getting off the track.
That is the secret to radio success. And that is the secret to life. Yea, though I verily speak unto you, I have won every major radio award known to man. Starting with this one and hopefully getting the rest a little bit later on. I've done a lot of things I'm not very proud of in my life.
Uh-oh.
Some obvious and of record, like graduating from a segregated high school and loving it. Or my subtle but relentless sexual harassment of Lisa Pete or Little Jerry.
Oh, my God.
My early sponsorship of Big Dick Hunter and the subsequent doubling down on the Titanic bit. Befriending and being the deep throat source of anything interesting the late Richie Whitt ever wrote. And, of course, believing the shock therapy story.
Oh, my
okay,
gosh.
Now,
what the heck?
Oh, that got applause?
But there were less obvious and less serious transgressions in my long broadcasting life. The unresolved vagrant killings of the early 80s.
What?
Things like that. Before I leave you, verily they I vow want to say to you,
jeez,
I want to offer you this piece of life advice to all 10, 12, 15 of you gathered here today. To all of you who are thinking of getting into this magnificent, honorable, orgasmic business.
What?
But first, Autoflex Leasing. It is the only way to take depreciation out of the mix. Call them and tell them that they are a leasing concern. Autoflex Leasing. They specialize in all manner of foundation repair. It truly is the taste of Texas.
Oh, God, that's confusing.
And free Papa Shot. All right, what are we doing here, Danny? Am
okay,
I on
I think
stage
that's,
yet?
Who that's am probably
I?
Enough.
Who am I? Am I still Rhymes? I don't know. All right, one bit of wisdom that has made it into graduation
okay,
speeches
this has got to end soon.
And wedding toast, and it's going to be on my tombstone, and it is this quote. Let's just say that all those, if those are the terms that is being thought of by just about everyone who is involved in thinking about such things that might or might not be the things of which we speak.
Let's go ahead and pull it down.
Petty theft at Milo Butterfingers.
Yeah, that's enough. That's enough. All right.
Wow, man, he got
long-winded.
He did a
nice job.
He got a little long-winded. All right, it's 8:00.